Just like that, Iowa is in the rearview mirror. After last night's caucuses, the presidential contest has moved on to New Hampshire, but not before the candidates gave one last speech to their supporters in Iowa. Senator Ted Cruz won the Republican contest, but he gave the credit to someone else.
Let me first of all say, to God be the glory.
Cruz came back to God throughout his speech. He even quoted the Bible to describe the joy he says will come this time next year when a new president is in the White House.
I want to remind you of the promise of Scripture. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Tonight, Iowa has proclaimed to the world, morning is coming. Morning is coming.
Senator Marco Rubio also praised God and the people of Iowa for a third place finish that felt more like a victory. Rubio defied expectations and nearly edged out the former frontrunner, Donald Trump.
If I am our nominee, and I will be our nominee, thanks to what you have done here in this great state. When I am our nominee, we are going to unify this party and we are going to unify the conservative movement. When I'm our nominee, we are going to grow the conservative movement. We are going to take our message to the people who are struggling paycheck to paycheck, to the students living under the burden of student loans, to the families struggling to raise their children with the right values. We will take our message to them and we will bring them to our side.
What a night! An unbelievable night! What a great campaign!
Hillary Clinton there, who just barely snuck by Bernie Sanders. She beat him by less than 1%.
I will keep standing up for you. I will keep fighting for you. I will always work to achieve the America that I believe in, where the promise of that dream that we hold out to our children and our grandchildren never fades, but inspires generations to come. Join me. Let's go win the nomination. Thank you all and God bless you.
Well, Sanders called the race a virtual tie and said coming so close seemed improbable just a few months ago. He gave credit to the 3.5 million people who made contributions to his campaign.
And you know what the average contribution was? It was $27. We do not represent the interests of the billionaire class, Wall Street, or corporate America. We don't want their money. We will. And I am very proud to tell you that we are the only candidate on the Democratic side without a super PAC.
And there's one less candidate on the Democratic side. Martin O'Malley suspended his campaign, and so did Mike Huckabee.
It's time to officially suspend the campaign, but not because of the votes. It's because of illness. Obviously, the voters are sick of me, and I need to acknowledge that.
Well, Carly Fiorina, the Republican who scored big early in the debates, never got traction in Iowa. She left the state last night without attending her own rally. She said she was trying to beat the oncoming storm. You're listening to Here and Now.